We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Live from Unitigo, as it's a huge MAC girls basketball contest here tonight, as it's Unitigo hosting Delhi. Welcoming in my one of my usual partners in crime here, Sky Thompson. Sky is currently the Franklin boys JV coach. And Sky, this should be a great matchup here tonight. Fans continuing to trickle in here, but always fun when you get a good rivalry game going on like this. I know in your years at Oneonta, you know, the Oneonta Norwich, things like that. To me, this is kind of on that level. This Delhi-Unitigo matchup the last 5-6 years has really blossomed into a fun rivalry.
It really has. When you texted me about doing this game tonight, I was excited because I knew the rivalry, obviously, boys and girls, both sides for Unitigo and Delhi. So I'm expecting the same thing tonight to continue on, and I'm happy to be here.
Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. Of course, Butler is our longtime sponsor of our tip-off show, and they have the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area. Plus, they have local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. We'll take a break. Again, we're live at Unitigo tonight. It's Unitigo hosting the Delhi girls. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be back with more on the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show on WCDO.
Hey, what's up? You know, I'm frustrated. I'm looking for a decent car for Julie before she heads back to college, but all these dealers only have SUVs and trucks on the lot, and those are a lot more expensive.
You haven't been to Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, have you?
No, not yet.
Well, problem solved, my friend. Go to Butler Auto Sales. I was just on their website. They've got tons of actual cars at affordable prices, too.
Really?
As a matter of fact, they have many cars with monthly payments of $300 or less. I remember seeing, like, Toyota Corollas and Camrys, Ford Fiestas, Fusions, Subaru Legacies, some Nissan Altimas, Chevy Malibus, and Sparks.
Well, imagine that. A car dealer that actually has cars on the lot.
Butler Auto has guaranteed credit approval, no matter your credit history. Stop by Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or see them all online at butlerautosales.com.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, high-speed fiber optic internet, and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500. DTC of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show here tonight in Unitigo. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Sky Thompson, Delhi girls visiting Unitigo. And in the MAC girls standings right now, this is as of today, there's two divisions in the MAC. So the winner of Division 1 will play the winner of Division 2. Right now, in Division 1, which is where Delhi and Unitigo are, Sky, Unitigo is 4-0 in the division, 7-2 in the league, 11-3 overall. Delhi is 2-2 in the division, 6-3 in the league, 9-4 overall. In terms of getting to the MAC championship, the biggest thing is your division record. So if Unitigo was to lose, Unitigo's 4-0, Sydney's 3-1, Delhi is 2-2. So there's still a little bit of a logjam there. Sydney, of course, is hoping that Unitigo drops the game, and Delhi trying to crawl back up into that conversation as well. Unitigo's two league losses are to Green and Oxford, but they're over in the other division. So this is a big game for Delhi here tonight. If they can win, they're still in the conversation to maybe have a chance at the division, and certainly it would make things interesting at the end of the day.
Yeah, and anything can happen. You have rivalry games like this, anything can happen. Anyone can have a good night shooting. Or you can have an off-night shooting. So I'm expecting a great game tonight between these two teams.
Yeah, certainly set to be a good one. And what a coaching matchup, too. Of course, long time, the legend Bob Z here for Unitigo, and Todd Bruce, state championship in 2018 for Delhi. You know they've probably been up late the last couple of nights doing the X's and O's. For you as a coach, do you ever look at the coach on the other side and say, that's a battle for me tonight? Like, I want to make sure that I'm prepared because I don't want to let that other coach beat me. Do you ever do that? What do you think?
Not really, to be honest with you. It's, you know...
You're not giving me the coach answer now, are you?
I'm giving you the honest answer. I don't really. I just go with prepare my guys the best that I can. And then if we got to make an adjustment in-game, then that's what we got to do. But I really just try to make sure that we're ready to go because I want them to have to adjust to what we're doing, not us to adjust to them. But these two coaches are very familiar, obviously, with each other. So.
You gave me the right answer. If I was coaching, I'd probably be looking over at the other bench like, what's he doing down there? What's Bob Z got in his mind from 60 years of coaching, you know?
It's probably the same thing from 60 years ago.
All right, it's the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have the we're going to pause for the National Anthem. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups. Huge one here tonight. You don't want to miss it. Delhi Girls visiting Unitego tonight on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. SFCU has been a longtime sponsor of our audio stream as well as our game audio archive. I'm going to take one last 30-second break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for tip-off on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, welcome back. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups. First for visiting Delaware Academy and head coach Todd Bruce. They start with senior number 00, Julia Baxter, a junior number 2, Natalie Vrendenberg, a sophomore number 4, Kylie Cheshire, a senior number 15, Alyssa Giaffi, and a senior number 20, Vidya Samyadrala. On the other side for Unitico and Bob Z, they start with junior number 2, Bailey McCoy, 8th grader number 5, Harley Bertzel, a senior, one of their leaders, number 11, Kylie Musaw, a senior number 15, Maddie Wilsey, and a sophomore number 22, Lizzie Kraft. Unitico's in the home whites here tonight. New uniforms, I haven't seen these yet, I don't think, for the Unitico girls, and the green trims, so Spartans across the front of the uniform there. Delhi is in the maroon road uniforms with the black and the white trims, says Delaware Academy, in white lettering across the front of the uniform. All right, we're underway. Unitico wins the tip. They're going right to left to start things off, and the student section is on their feet on the far side here tonight as we get underway between the Spartans and the Bulldogs. Unitico with the ball. Bertzel on the left side in front of the Delhi bench, back to the top of the key. Scoreless to start this contest here tonight. A pass to the high post is intercepted by Giaffi. Back down for Vrendenberg, who has scored 18-plus points a game in her last five. So she's the hot hand to watch here tonight for the Bulldogs, averaging right around 14 for the season. Chance of defense from the student section. Giaffi is at the high post. Now they go to Baxter. Tries to float one down for Samyadrala. Intercepted there by Maddie Wilsey. And back the other way here for Unitico. Still scoreless as we're 45 seconds in between the Spartans and the Bulldogs here tonight on WCDL. We're glad to have you. They go to Bertzel on the right side here as, again, Unitico going right to left. McCoy, far side, Musaw, got it and looked ready to shoot but didn't pull the trigger. They float one back across for Bertzel into the corner. Maddie Wilsey with 7 on the shot clock. Shot is off. Rebound is for Musaw, and then a reach-in foul on Baxter on the baseline. 6:50 to go in this first quarter. We're scoreless. Tough foul call there on Julia Baxter. They were both kind of just jockeying for the ball.
I think that's what Coach Bruce is saying right now, too.
Inbound for Bailey McCoy of Unitico. Gets it to the interior for Maddie Wilsey. Up off the glass and good for Maddie Wilsey. And she's just so tough down low for the Spartans. To the right side for Vrendenberg. Good baseline drive up off the glass. No, but she's fouled on the right low block. Good take there from Vrendenberg, who I said just a minute ago has had a real hot last five games. In fact, Delhi knocking off a Class B school from Section 9, James O'Neill, on Saturday, 44-34. So they're coming in riding high after beating a B school. And Vrendenberg, first shot from the line is good. And the second shot coming. A few weeks, Guy, Delhi will take on Oneonta. We might have to circle that one to do together again. Second shot good for Vrendenberg.
Where is that one being played?
Off the top of my head, I want to say it's in Delhi this year. They've been playing the last few years. I'll have to check on that during a break as Unitico throws it out of bounds. It's been really fun to see Cooperstown and Oneonta and some of those schools around us coming down and playing some of the MAC schools the last few years. It's been fun.
Well, if it's one you decide to do, I'd be happy to do that one with you, obviously, as alumni.
Yeah, I will circle it on the calendar, try to set that up for a radio game for sure. 6:15 to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2 between the Delhi girls and Unitico here tonight in Unitico as Delhi has the ball going left to right. Giaffi, top of the key, goes to Cheshire on the right side. 5 on the shot clock. She's double-teamed, has to dribble out of it, finds Burns, or Baxter, excuse me, pass down low, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Spartans. Julia Baxter trying to pass that one down low, and it wouldn't go. 5:55 to go. First quarter, we're tied 2-2 here between the Unitico girls and Delhi. And traditionally, this has been a low-scoring slugfest when these two teams meet up. We'll see how it goes tonight. Kraft into the corner, threw her hands and out of bounds. And both teams trying to shake off the nerves in the early going.
Both offenses have used basically the entire shot clock every time they've gotten the ball. It's been very slow paced so far to start.
Vrendenberg down the floor in transition, finds Cheshire, who likes to shoot from the outside. Little give and go back to Vrendenberg. Inside for Baxter, and she's fouled on the right low block. Let's see who this one will be on. Going to be on Wilsey with 5.5 to go in this first quarter. Her second and the team's second. So Coach Z not really motioning anybody towards the scorer's table, so he's going to roll the dice here with Maddie with those two fouls. So a 2-2 ball game, 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Pass to the interior, intercepted by Unitico. Kraft with the steal. Ahead for Musaw, lays it up and in. And Kylie Musaw with her first bucket tonight. Gives Unitico a 4-2 lead. Spartans coming with full court pressure, but Delhi easily breaks it on this trip. Here's Gioffi to the right low block. Goes to Samudrala. Back out top, Vredenburg. Left side, Baxter. Pull-up jumper, died on the back of the rim. Rebound for Kraft. Unitico's coming off a heartbreaking one-point loss to Oxford late last week, 54-53 on the road. So they're looking for some revenge here tonight. They go to the high post for Maddie Wilsey. Turnaround shot is good, and she's fouled from the left elbow. Not sure how she got that to go, Sky.
Yeah, a foul and one jump shot. I don't see those too many times, but good shot there. Interesting that she's still in the game, though, with the two fouls. I'd be curious to see if Coach Bruce on the offensive end for Delhi goes right at her to try and get a third.
So Wilsey to the line, hits the foul shot. She's got those two fouls, but she's got 5 points. And Unitico off to a 7-2 advantage over Delhi here with 4:45 to go in the first quarter. Cheshire down the floor. They reverse it left side, Vredenburg. Good pump fake. Goes to the interior. Stripped, but Delhi holds on. Gioffi takes it to the hoop herself. Missed the shot, and a rebound for Harley Bertzel. Bertzel down the left side. Dishes one off for Musaw, and she scores. Musaw puts it up off the glass, and Unitico has jumped out to a 9-2 lead. Timeout for Delhi. With 4.5 to go in the first quarter, we'll be right back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4.5 to go in the first quarter. 9-2 is the score. The Unitico girls have jumped out behind 5 points from Maddie Wilsey and 4 from Kylie Musaw, so a great start for them. Delhi trying to answer after taking the timeout to regroup. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight. Here on WCDO. We're glad to have you along on a chilly night out there. Supposed to get some more snow tomorrow, so we'll see what happens to tomorrow's slate of games. But a good one so far here tonight in Unitico. Delhi trying to get to the high post. Ball was knocked away. And Unitico with some great defense so far, Sky, really making it tough for Delhi to move the ball around.
They've been very active on the defensive end, moving very quickly, and communicating has been the key factor for them, knowing where each player is going on the offensive end.
Here is Gioffi with a runner. Oh, she's fouled by Bertzel on the baseline with 1 second on the foul, or the shot clock, I should say. And Bertzel is going to come out here. Coach Z wants to talk to her about that. All she had to do was let that go, and yep, here comes the instructional moment from Coach Z. That's tough, completely a tough shot from a tough angle there. And so Gioffi now will head to the line. And Alyssa will hit it at the line here, her first points of the night.
And he did sub out Wilsey as well with the two fouls. I did notice that as well.
So, yeah, Wilsey on the bench for some protection now. And Gioffi goes 1 out of 2 at the line, and McCoy with a rebound. McCoy over the midcourt timeline, left corner now for Madison Bertzel. It's one of the players who checked on, in for Unitico, as well as Gracie Tilt. Off the bench for Coach Z. 3:40 to go, first quarter. Unitico leads Delhi 9-3. Here's Musaw. Dishes into the corner for Kraft as Unitico goes right to left. They go to McCoy on the left side. Her shot won't go down. Samudrala with a rebound. Outlet pass to Gioffi. They're looking to run. Vredenburg down the left side as Delhi goes left to right. Bounce pass, top of the key. Gioffi, dribble drive. Passes down low, finds Baxter, and her layup won't go. Rebound, Gioffi up off the glass. That's too strong. Third chance, Samudrala kicks it back out. Finds Vredenburg, straight away three. No, that's off the back of the rim. Three shots on that trip for Delhi, and none would go down. Unitico in transition. Madison Bertzel to the tin, rolls off the front, out of bounds. And let's see, going to stay here with Unitico with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Boy, both teams getting good looks, but they would not go down.
Delhi just got three great chances. None of them were bad looks. They just couldn't get it to go down.
3 minutes to go, first quarter. Unitego girls leading 9-3. And to the interior for Lizzie Kraft. Her shot's too strong. But a rebound for the Spartans. Too much spice on that shot there from Kraft. They go to McCoy on the right side. Flips one down onto the right low block here for Kraft. To the interior. Turnaround baby hook straight away at the rim, and it won't go. And the rebound to Delhi. Both teams shooting cold the last few possessions. Another opportunity for Delhi to chip away at this Unitego lead. Sam Yadrala at the high post. That rolls out. And the ball loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling, scrambling for it there. And a jump ball is going to keep it with the Bulldogs. 2:28 to go in the first. Unitego girls leading 9-3 over visiting Delhi. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo tonight. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney studio on Main Street. And Delhi will get it into Brendan Berg. She gets to the high post. Works one back out for Eleanor Wagner. Her three ball skims off the left side of the rim and then rolls out of bounds. And it's going to go back to the Spartans.
So far, Delhi's gotten some good looks. They just haven't gotten them to fall, Nate.
Yeah, you really can't be upset about the looks that they've gotten, especially the last three, four possessions. Just, again, both teams having trouble getting one to flush down. Spartans with the basketball. Left side, here is McCoy into the corner for Gracie Tilt. Bounce pass to Bertzel at the top of the key with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Now to Tilt, McCoy. They continue to work that ball to the far side. Here is Moussaw with five on the shot clock to the high post. Moussaw lets it fly, and it's off the mark, and a rebound for Baxter. Windexing the glass. Ahead now for Vrendenberg. She gets to the interior, and a push-off is called on Vrendenberg. Going back to Unitego, and Coach Bruce looks very, very puzzled on that one. 1:45 to go in this first quarter. Zebra Crew's going to come over and talk to Coach Bruce. And Moussaw comes back across half court. Left side for McCoy. Into the corner now for Gracie Tilt. Unitego trying to push this lead up. They currently lead by six. Here's Madison Bertzel. Her shot rolls off the back of the rim, and another rebound for Baxter. She's been a vacuum cleaner under there tonight. Delhi back down the floor. Vrendenberg steps through. Can't get the shot to go, but she is fouled, and Delhi will get it on the baseline. Foul's going to be on Bailey McCoy. Team's fourth, and the first on McCoy. And so Delhi will get it in. Gioffi tries the old off the back of the defender. It almost worked there, Sky.
I was not expecting that.
Me either. She got a good look, but again, just couldn't get the shot to go. 1:10 to go in this first quarter. And here is Gracie Tilt into the left wing corner. Stuck there, picks up her dribble in a tough spot, and then has the ball stolen. Baxter was right there, Johnny on the spot. Over midcourt for Gioffi, and she threw the pass away, and Unitego will steal it. And it's been sloppy the last couple of possessions as we hit 50 seconds to go, first quarter. Spartans with the ball. They go to the left side. Madison Bertzel now for Gracie Tilt. And a 15-footer for Tilt. No, Gioffi with a rebound. Delhi's limiting to one and done. Back down the floor. Vrendenberg takes it to the interior. The floater is good for Natalie Vrendenberg. She has 4 points to lead Delhi. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Moussaw left side. Now to McCoy at the top of the key. Goes to Bertzel on the far side. Off the leg of Gioffi. With 20 seconds to go in the first quarter.
So while we got a little bit of a stop, have you ever seen that in all the games you've covered?
I have.
You have seen it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's rare. Basically, if maybe you can explain it for our listeners here when we get to the break, as Bertzel tries a three. That's no good. Baxter a rebound. Yeah, we'll explain what Gioffi did on that inbounds play. Ahead for Vrendenberg. 10 to go in the first quarter, and she's fouled. Fouls on Moussaw. We'll let Sky jump in here.
So the inbounds play, I had on the baseline, and the defender had her back to her, and she threw it off the back of the defender and caught it herself and went back up for a layup.
And I would say I've probably seen it 4 or 5 times, and I think it's worked probably 3 of those times.
Okay.
And the whole crowd loves it.
Well, I don't know if anyone here really picked up on what happened, because it was just so quick.
She did it
too.
So fast, yeah. But she bounced it off the defender's back, and then you immediately turn and get a shot. Vrendenberg to the line, hits the first one here. She's got 5 now. But the shot got partially blocked, and it didn't really, wasn't really clean, I should say. Vrendenberg, second shot. No. Rebound for Unitego with 10 seconds left. Unitico leads 9-6 late in the first quarter. Here's Musaw. Back to McCoy. 3 seconds. McCoy to the corner. Madison Bertzel at the buzzer. No. First quarter in the books. Delhi survives. It's a three-point game. Unitico 9, Delhi 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you here. 9-6, the first quarter score. Unitego girls on top. Sky, your thoughts? Back and forth, good defense by both teams.
Very good defense played by both teams. A little bit slow-paced offensively. I think the shot clock has been pretty much almost used up entirely by both teams every time they've had the ball, except for maybe a couple different instances. I just want to say thank you for having me at Unitego tonight and not being a soccer game, because the last time we were here... you have me doing a soccer game, which I don't know a whole lot about. So I'm a little bit more comfortable tonight here, so I do appreciate that. But
wasn't that fun, though?
It was great. It was a great game. We saw Unitego girls soccer once or twice, and the one time was against Green, and it was
a great game.
It's been a great game here tonight so far at 9-6. Low scoring, like you said it would be, but we'll see how it finishes out.
If you'd like to laugh at Sky and I calling a soccer game, it's available on our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com, courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union. Back underway to start the second quarter. We had fun during the fall. We sure did.
Great.
9-6 to score. Again, Unitego on top of Delhi. Spartans with the ball. They go to the high post for Maddie Wilsey, who's back in there with those two fouls for Unitego. We'll see how she does. Right side now for Musaw. 5 on the shot clock. Back out to McCoy. Far side Bertzel for 3. No. Hit the front of the rim. And a rebound here for Maddie Wilsey. They're going to say it did not hit the rim. Unitego trying to argue that it did, but the official's saying it did not, and so a shot clock violation.
And if I'm Delhi right now, every possession, I'm going to go right at Wilsey, try to get her to have that third foul, because she's got 5 of the team's 9 points. So I'm going to try to go right at her and get a third foul here early in the second quarter.
Well, Delhi tries to go down low, but a pass was too tall for Baxter. Sails out of bounds, and we'll go back to Unitego. So Kylie Musaw will walk it down the floor. Left side for Bertzel. Bertzel in front of the Delhi bench. Works it to the low post for Kraft. Muscles her way inside. Blocked by Sam Yadrala. Nice defense. Back down the floor for Natalie Vrendenberg. Floats one to Gioffi, left side. And we'll see what Delhi decides to do here on defense. Unitico's gone zone here. Probably, I'm assuming, to try to protect Wilsey a little bit with those two fouls. They'll go to the right side for Wagner. As again, Delhi going left to right, a steal. Musaw got a piece of it. Now she's off to the races, and Musaw is blocked by Wagner, who was able to get back and just get a piece of that. Now Delhi to midcourt with Gioffi to the interior. Off the hands there of Baxter. She shakes her head, and a steal for Unitego. Here is Bertzel, top of the key, McCoy. Left side now for Kylie Musaw. A little crossover, dribble into the paint. They go down low for Wilsey, and she dribbled it off her leg and out of bounds. Both coaches right now look not stunned. As I said, a lot of MAC games this year have been low scoring, but I think they're frustrated because you get good looks and shots just won't go, or a funny bounce happens.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just been just interesting offensively. Both defenses have been playing very well, but offensively, neither team has gotten like into a flow of anything, really.
Top of the key for Gioffi. Now to Vrendenberg. Keeps the ball high, looking for some different options. Pulls it out, 10 on the shot clock. Boy, I feel like I snapped my fingers and the shot clock's at 10 or 5. Ball gets tied up. We're going to have a jump ball as McCoy got her mitts on that one with Gioffi. So now 4 on the shot clock here for the Bulldogs. They trail 9-6 early in the second quarter tonight here at the U. Gioffi looks to get it in, finds Baxter underneath, puts it up, and rolls off the front of the rim. Baxter a rebound, tied up with Kraft. Jump ball, we'll give it back to Unitigo. Well, you can't ask for a better look, and it just would not fall. And now Unitigo wants a timeout. 5:45 to go, second quarter. Our score is still Unitigo girls 9-6 over Delhi on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lowell, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 9-6, we got a low-scoring slugfest here today between the Spartans and the Bulldogs in a MAC girls basketball contest tonight. Musaw, right side, with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Unitigo with the ball, going right to left. Burtzel, left side, in front of the Delhi bench, will reverse it back to McCoy on the right side. 10 on the shot clock. Back up top for Musaw. They continue to work the ball around. Good defense here by Delhi, though, and a steal by Samudrala. Got a piece of it there. Got her fingertips on it, and ahead now for Delhi. Top of the key here for Gioffi. Gioffi picks up her dribble in a tough spot. Has to get it to Baxter. Now to Brendan Burke, to the interior for Gioffi. It's tipped away. And a steal by Maddie Wilsey. Wilsey still playing tough with those two fouls. Boy, it'd be huge if she could get through to the half without picking up another one. Tries a jumper from the right elbow here. It's no good. Officials are going to call a timeout. And Eleanor Wagner limping off the floor here. We'll hope that she's okay. That was kind of behind the play. I didn't see what happened there. Did you, Sky?
No, I didn't. I saw the ball going down on the corner of my eye right here in front of us. I saw her basically not moving, so I don't know what happened. But hopefully it's nothing serious, and hopefully she can get back in the game.
Yeah, kind of looking at the left leg over there on the bench, so we'll hope that she's okay. Maybe a cramp, perhaps.
I think that's what they're looking at, but I don't know.
Delhi with the ball. Baxter flying to the hoop here, and the shot is up over the rim and no good, and a rebound for Unitigo. 9-6 still our score. Burtzel in the left wing corner on the baseline. Tries to slap one over. It hit off of Samudrala. Now they're going to say in the process it hit off Burtzel and is going back to Delhi. Boy, we've seen some low-scoring MAC games this year, but this one might take the cake by the time it's all over here.
And we're already basically halfway through the second quarter. It's just really going by.
9-6 the score with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Left side for Gioffi. Every basket is going to count here tonight. And this is a huge division game. A steal by McCoy in front of the scorer's table for Unitigo. McCoy, left side, now smartly pulls it back out and resets the offense. Goes far side for Musaw. Back to McCoy. To Burtzel. Fires up a three. Harley Burtzel from downtown. Nails that shot, and that's a big one, increasing the lead to 12-6. Brendenburg trying to answer, and she's fouled as she takes it to the rim in transition for the Delhi Bulldogs. Huge three there from the very promising eighth grader, Harley Burtzel. Came up, played varsity soccer this year as well, and probably going to be one of the next greats here in the Spartans program. Delhi will look to get it in, and they do. They go to Cheshire. Now to Brendenburg. Straight away for a long two. Hits it. Brendenburg now with 7 points. Makes it 12-8. Unitigo on top by four. Here on their home floor tonight. Burtzel tries to pass to the interior. Wilsey gets around Samudrala, but is fouled on the left low block with 3:20 to go. Second quarter. 12-8 our score. Unitigo girls on top. Make sure you stay tuned. We'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes. Unitigo looking to get it in. They find Musaw at the top of the key. Musaw, Kylie for three. No, off the back of the rim. And we're going to have a over-the-back call here on Lizzie Kraft, I believe, with 3:15 to go in the second quarter. That's the call. tough one there on Lizzie. I think she might have just been taller than everybody down there. But that's the way it goes.
Unfortunately, when you're taller sometimes, I feel like you just get hit with those calls.
Right. Yeah, that seems to be part of it sometimes. Delhi trailing by four. They're in this ball game despite struggling to score. So is Unitico tonight. With 3 minutes to go in the second quarter, Vredenburg dials up a three. No, too strong. Rebound, Gioffi, blocked from behind there by Bertzel. Outlet pass for Wilsie. Ahead now for Moussaw into the left corner. Moussaw pump fakes, and now we'll pull it back out with 2:45 to go in the second quarter. Right side, McCoy. Back to the top of the key, Bertzel. Reversing, Moussaw, three ball. It buckles off the side of the rim. McCoy gets a rebound off the glass. No, out of bounds. And looks like it's going to go. No, it's going to stay here with Unitico.
Which is interesting because neither Delhi player went for it like it was off Unitico.
Yeah.
But
Spartans will get it. And McCoy is going to look to loft this one in, and they go to Moussaw. They find McCoy in the corner. Pump fakes on a three, but she travels. And with 2.5 to go in the second quarter, our score is the Unitico girls 12 and Delhi 8 in a back-and-forth defensive-minded battle. So Vredenburg, who has 7 of Delhi's 8 points, brings it down the floor. Vredenburg splits the defense, goes to Gioffi on the right side. Gioffi steps through, bounce pass for Baxter, far side, Vredenburg into the paint. Vredenburg trying to step through, and it's tied up with Bertzel. We're going to have a jump ball. Arrow is going to keep it with the Bulldogs. Wilsie coming back in here. She got a quick spell there for Gracie Tilt. Coach Z showing a lot of respect here for Wilsie to keep her in there. All right, we're going to have a timeout, and we're going to step away for 60 seconds as Unitico leads 12-8 over Delhi here on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO. 2:10 to go in the second quarter. Sky, it's 12-8. Unitico girls on top of Delhi.
Wilsie's back out after the timeout. Right before the timeout, he put her back in, and now she's back out.
Maybe he thought better of it in those 60 seconds.
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, no, 12-8 right now, four-point game. It's low scoring, like you said. It's been a good game, like you said. It just feels different paced to me. I don't know.
If I'm Coach Z, I think I want Maddie on the bench. You're going to want her with 2:11 left in the game, you know, instead of the second quarter. They'll survive the next 2 minutes. Delhi with the ball. And they go to the top of the key for Vredenburg. She'll pull one back out. Setting up the offense. Oh, there's only two on the shot clock. They're not aware, and that's it. Shot clock violation. And now Wilsie's going back in. Play a little offense-defense here.
Offense-defense with like 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Love it.
1:55 to go in this second quarter. And again, our score, Unitico girls leading Delhi 12-8. Spartans over the midcourt timeline finding Wilsie. Moussaw. McCoy into the corner. Unitico going right to left. Kraft going to work on the low block. Puts it up and in. Lizzie Kraft with her first basket tonight. 14-8. And some barking coming from the student section here, trying to lift the spirits of their girls. Baxter, left wing corner for a long two. It won't go. Rebound for Bertzel. Ahead now for Moussaw with a buck 20 to go, second quarter. McCoy, left side. And, yeah, we got a traveling violation.
A delayed one.
Coach Bruce was on it before the officials, but they got it. We do have two really good officials here tonight, I should say that. 1:15 to go here in the second. And Vredenburg is across midcourt. Almost a steal there by Musaw. Now for Baxter. Vredenburg, far side, Cheshire. She wants a three, dials it up just a little short. Rebound, Gracie Tilt of Unitego with a minute to go before the halftime break. Tilt down the floor, finds Bertzel. Back to Musaw straight away. They go left side for Bailey McCoy. And McCoy goes back to Musaw. They've done a nice job on Musaw here tonight. Only 4 points. Here's McCoy shuffling one off. Maddie Bertzel for a three. Just a little too short. Not enough mustard on it. And the ball loose underneath. Baxter takes it away. Outlet pass Gioffi. And ahead now for Vredenburg. She wants to take it to the rim. Just a little off. The rebound. That can't go down either. As that was Victoria Verspoor who got that. Boy, two good looks again that won't go for Delhi. 25 seconds to go in the second quarter. Spartans with the ball. And they go to Musaw. Now to McCoy. They try to float one to the interior for Lizzie Kraft, and it's intercepted by Gioffi. Gioffi down the floor, splits two defenders. It rolls off of her foot and out of bounds. And going back to Unitego with 9 seconds left. And Harley and Maddie come back in. Boy, a bucket here by Unitego could be huge for momentum going into the break. Here is Musaw across midcourt by the Spartans logo. Down to three. Musaw gets into the paint, tries to dish one down low, and they don't get the shot off in time. And that's going to be our halftime score. Unitego 14 and Delhi 8. Both teams will head to the locker room to talk things over. And we'll be back with our Morabito Energy Products halftime report in just a couple of minutes. Again, halftime score 14-8. Unitego girls on top of Delhi on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. It's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, brought to you by Morabito. Of course, they've been serving the community and keeping your family warm since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. Halftime score 14-8. Unitego girls on top of Delhi. Let's do our scoring summary. First here for Unitego, 5 for Maddie Wilsey, 4 for Kylie Musaw, 3 for Harley Bertzel, and 2 for Lizzie Kraft. On the other side, pretty simple for Delhi, 7 for Natalie Vredenburg, and 1 for Alyssa Gioffi. You know, we knew this could be low scoring, could be a defensive battle, but, you know, here we are, Sky, and what do you say at halftime? Because, you know, both teams are getting good looks, just not falling. I guess you got to tell your team to just keep after it.
I mean, that's just it. I mean, we talked about Delhi there for, like, a few possessions in a row. I mean, the one possession, they got 3 chances, all of them good looks, just not falling. So I think you just got to stay with it. You know, unfortunately, you have nights like this where the shots don't fall, but you hope in the second half that they start to. I think defensively, though, you've got to be very happy, both teams, of how you've played so far.
I think if you're Delhi, you have to say, wow, we only put up 8 points, but we're still in this ball game. We played good enough defense. We rebounded the ball very well. We're on the road, hostile environment. We're only down, you know, 6 points at halftime. 6 points might feel like a mountain right now, but you are still in this ball game. That has to be a positive for the Bulldogs.
That's just it. I mean, we scored 8 points, but we're only down by 6.
Right.
You know, so you take the negative part of that and turn it into a positive. We're still in this game. It's not like we only scored 8 points and we're down by 20. So that is a positive. You hope that the shots start to fall, and if they did fall, it could be a different game. So you hope that defensively you keep doing the same things, and then, as I said, offensively the shots start to fall.
14-8 at the half. The Unitego girls on top of Delhi. Good chance for us to ask, how's the JV season going for your boys over in Franklin?
Going good. I'm happy with how it's going, and it's been a fun year so far. We're young and learning, and it's different because, you know, for the 3 years in a row, I had basically the same nucleus of guys, Matt Thero, Brandon Gregory, whose parents are right here in front of us and stuff. So I had a core nucleus of guys who, you know, great athletes and great guys who I miss. But I got a great group right now as well, and hopefully they continue to work and put the time in, and we'll see what happens.
exciting, too, because it's a nice group. And, you know, in our small schools right now, you kind of take it year by year. It's like, if you can have varsity boys, you know, back for a couple of years at Franklin, that's good for everybody. It's good for the kids. It's good for the community. And I'm excited to watch those guys because they're good athletes. I've seen them play soccer, and you got a nice group.
I got a few that surprised me, I got to be honest. And I mean that good and bad ways because every day I show up and it's something up. But they're a great group. We have a lot of fun. And as I said, I'm excited to see what these next few years hold. For not just on the basketball court, but as you said, soccer. I know a few of them are very good soccer players as well.
All right, we'll take a break here. Halftime score is 14-8. The Unitego girls are on top of visiting Delhi. It's the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Good time to call Marabito right now. They have been keeping your family warm, or our families, I should say, in our area since 1927. At Marabito, our people make energy different. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Share the wealth and benefits of being a Shindello Federal Credit Union member. All students enrolled in school in Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties, as well as homeschool students and their family members can join, plus all school employees and family members. At Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, dividend rates are higher and loan rates are lower. And speaking of loan rates, one size fits all. That means that the same rates are given to all of our members. Find out if you can become a member of Shindello Federal Credit Union. Go to Shindello.org. or stop in to speak with our friendly staff at 114 Main Street in Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. My student section fans. Little Nate Lull chant over there. Appreciate that for those guys. It's the first one I've gotten this year. I love that.
Are you serious?
From them, I think, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I mean, no one probably knows who I am. I'm just that's the other guy.
Guy Thompson.
It was way too long. But, yeah, if you want, I can start putting in a word for you for, like, at every game you go to, you know.
Hey, you know, I always appreciate the student section love. They're very good to me.
Do you still get any of those big heads of you, that the cardboard cutout thing?
I haven't seen one of those this year. I had seen a couple last year. There was a few floating around Sydney that always seem to make an appearance. But they probably ran out of paper or cardboard. So. But, all right, we're back underway. Unitego with the ball going left to right. Here to start the second half, Moosaw. Left side three, no. Off the back of the rim. Rebound, Bailey McCoy. Lost it and back the other way for Delhi. Now going right to left to start the third quarter. And here is Gioffi to the rim. And she's fouled with 7:20 to go in the third. And Gioffi will go to the line, and boy, in a tight game like this, foul shooting is going to be key.
every point you can get is going to be key. It's 14-8 right now. I mean, but this is a great way to pick up two early here, bring it back to a four-point game for Delhi.
And so this will be Gioffi at the line, settling in. First shot is no good. And the second one coming here for Alyssa Gioffi. Again, high scorers so far. Natalie Vredenberg for Delhi with 7. Maddie Wilsey for Unitego with 5. And Gioffi's second shot is good. So she gets that to go, makes it 14-9. Unitego girls on top of Delhi. Spartans with the basketball going left to right. They go to McCoy in the left side. Three-point line extended back to Bertzel straight away. Now to Musaw. 15 on the shot clock. Back to Bertzel. And this 2-3 zone kind of pushing Delhi, or pushing Unitego to the outside. The three from McCoy is off the mark. Rebound for Sam Yadrala. Cheshire in the backcourt. Lost it. McCoy takes it away from her. And McCoy puts it up and in. First 2 points of the night for Bailey McCoy. Unlucky break there for Delhi as Cheshire just tripped coming down the floor. So Unitego leads 16-9. 6:35 to go here in the third quarter. Cheshire goes to Baxter on the baseline. Works one back up for Gioffi. To the interior, knocked away by Kraft. And an outlet pass for Lizzie. She will work one ahead here for McCoy. McCoy to Harley Bertzel. Floats one back to McCoy. Far side, Musaw. Good ball movement. Looking down low for Wilsey. Too tall. And out of bounds it goes. And Coach Z asking for a bounce pass there from his crew. 2 minutes gone, third quarter, 16-9 our score. Delhi girls on the road trailing Unitego. Bulldogs with the basketball. They go to Cheshire. She launches a three. That rattles in and out. Rebound Baxter, and she is fouled by Bertzel from behind. So good box out position there for Delhi.
Delhi's got to be like happy and unhappy because she had great position for a foot back on the layup too, but they got a third foul on Bertzel.
Third foul on Bertzel, second team foul here in the third quarter. No fouls on Delhi so far. Vredenberg to the hoop, steps through. The kiss off the glass won't go from a tough angle. Back down the floor for the Spartans as they lead 16-9. Now for Musaw and to McCoy. McCoy finds Musaw. Three ball for her. Oh, just off. Boy, that looked like it was going to go. And another rebound for Baxter. She is cleaning up the glass here tonight. Cheshire, left side, back up Gioffi. Pulls one back out. Goes to Vredenberg, high post. Sam Yadrala, turnaround shot for her. No. Rebound for Wilsey. Now an outlet pass here for Harley Bertzel. Another good look for Delhi that just wouldn't go. Right side here for Musaw. Now to Bertzel, to the interior. Maddie Wilsey. The jumper is good for Maddie Wilsey, and she has 7. Make it 18-9, one of the biggest leads of the game now for Unitego over the visiting Delhi girls. 4:55 to go in the third. Baxter to the interior. Sam Yadrala on the right low block. Floats one over Vredenberg. Inside for her, up and under, and she's fouled. And Vredenberg will go to the line. So again, 4:50 to go here in the third. And Natalie Vredenberg, the junior, leading the team with 7 of their 9 points so far, will step in. Coach Z going to go back to the bench and bring in Caitlin Henn. First shot for Vredenberg is good. She's got 8. Second shot coming here. Delhi trailing 18-10. Make it 18-11. 9 points now for Vredenberg. Henn is going to come in and will see to the bench for a little protection with those 3 fouls. So again, 4:50 to go in the third. 18-11 our score. Delhi is hanging around here, Sky.
They are, and they've gotten Unitego in some foul trouble here as well early on, so we'll see if that plays a factor as the game goes on.
Yeah, Bertzel with 3, Wilsey with 3. Unitego with the ball at the moment. They go to the high post for Kraft. Pull-up jumper for Lizzie is good. Unitego starting to heat it up a little bit, shooting the ball. They now lead 20-11. Left side, Cheshire for a long 2. Skims off the front of the rim on the right side. Sam Yadrala tracked down the rebound, but she stepped out, and it's going to go back to the Unitego Spartans. Timeout for Todd Bruce and the Delhi girls with 4:21 to go in the third. It is Unitego 20, Delhi 11. Mac girls hoops tonight on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here from Unitigo tonight. A low-scoring battle between Delhi and Unitigo. 20-11 is our score. The Unitigo girls on top of the Delhi Bulldogs. Again, Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you. Thanks to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com as well. Our free audio web stream is brought to you by SFCU. Spartans with the basketball. Kylie Moussaw at half court. Left side now for Bailey McCoy. McCoy to Bertzel. They'll continue to float it around. They go back to Bertzel. Pass to the interior. They try to go back across for Moussaw. Now to McCoy. 10 on the shot clock. Moussaw for three. Right side. Too strong. Rebound for Cheshire. And the smaller guard goes in down low and is able to get that rebound. Chance of defense from the student section with 3:50 to go in the third. Cheshire, right side. Now we'll go to Gioffi. Into the corner for Baxter. A long two for Baxter won't go. Cheshire chases down a rebound. Pump fakes and then travels. And a turnover gives it back to Unitigo. Boy, a tough night offensively here for the Bulldogs. They just can't seem to get anything going.
And they're getting good looks, too, which is the unfortunate part for them.
Spartans across midcourt. Here's Harley Bertzel in the right wing corner. Tries to float it to the interior for Kraft. They reverse it to the far side for Kylie Moussaw. She'll reset with 15 on the shot clock now for the Spartans as they go left to right. Unitigo girls leading by 9 with 3:15 to go third quarter. It's 20-11. McCoy, top of the key, back for Bertzel. Moussaw dials up another 3. This one again crunches off the side of the rim. And they'll say it actually bounced up and hit the cable that comes down from the ceiling. Out of bounds, back to Delhi. So coming up on 3 minutes to go in the third, still a chance if Delhi could string a couple possessions together and score the basketball, they certainly could get right back into this game. Just need somebody besides Vredenburg to step up here. You need somebody, Baxter, Gioffi, Samudrala, somebody to find a way to score here. Gioffi to the left side. Now for Baxter. They go back to Gioffi. High post now, Vredenburg. Back out, Gioffi for a long two. Oh, rolls in and out. Samudrala, the rebound, and she puts it up and in. Huge bucket there for Vidya Samudrala.
That was a big bucket right there and brings it back to within 7. They've gotten good looks, so maybe this is the start of something for Delhi.
20-13 the score. 2:35 to go in the third. Unitigo with the basketball. Kylie Moussaw on the right side. Unitigo protecting a couple of players on the bench with some foul trouble. Here is Madison Bertzel with 10 on the shot clock. They go to Moussaw. Thought about a three, but thought better of it. They go to the interior. It's tapped away. Now they go far side. McCoy for a three. No, and a rebound underneath for Delhi.
And, you know, Unitigo's been getting good looks themselves, and their shots haven't fallen. They have more so this quarter.
Vredenburg to the hoop, and she's fouled by Lizzie Kraft. And that might be the third on Lizzie. Let's see. But I agree with you, Sky. They're getting good looks. But, yes, there's a third foul on Kraft as well. So Kraft with 3, Bertzel, and Wilsey with 3. And Vredenburg back to the line, puts in another. She's got 10.
And Unitigo is doing a great job of the high-low post game right now. They look down low to the short corner, other big drops down. They look high-low into the high post, down to the low. They're doing a great job getting good looks, get passes open for jump shots, but both teams tonight just offensively struggling.
Vredenburg goes 1 out of 2, so our score is Unitigo 20 and Delhi 14. Moussaw left side. Again, Unitigo leading by 6 here on their home floor. Both these teams need this win in the MAC standings. Buck 45 to go in the third. Spartans trying to hang tough. They go left side for Moussaw. Steps into a 3. No, just a little short, and a rebound for Gioffi. Stripped out of bounds. Boy, Kraft's got to be really careful there. That easily could have been her fourth. Luckily, she got a good slap on it, and it rolled out of bounds.
Yeah, and under your own basket is not the spot you want to get your fourth either.
Yeah, that's a coach's nightmare. Gioffi will go to Baxter on the right side to the interior for Gioffi. A good move, lost it, dribbled out of bounds, and going back to Unitigo. And just when you think Delhi is going to get over the hump, they're able to knock it out of bounds and give it right back to the Spartans. Buck 25 to go in the third. And all three players with three fouls for Unitigo are in the game here currently, doing a little offense, defense.
And this is risky because if you, you know, don't get, you know, your shot to fall or something like that, you risk the fourth foul on any of those players who are all very important for Unitigo.
Here's McCoy, steps in for a 12-footer, too strong. Samuadrala with another rebound. And an outlet pass here to Gioffi. And ahead for Brendan Berg, through her hands and out of bounds into the Delhi bench. And that is the type of night it has been for the Delhi Bulldogs. A good-looking breakaway chance through the hands and out of bounds. But Coach Bruce, very positive. A lot of hands clapping down there, trying to keep the girls positive as they still trail by 6, just as they did at the half. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. Unitigo with the ball, leading 20-14. McCoy to the interior for Kraft on the right low block. Back out McCoy into the paint. Her shot is blocked by Samuadrala. Another big play for Vidya. Down the floor for Vrenenberg. Big possession here for Delhi. Can they slice into the Unitigo lead? Gioffi into the paint. Finds Samuadrala down low, and she scores.
That was a great play. Nice drive. The defender stepped up the bounce pass, and we got ourselves a four-point game.
Great dish by Gioffi. It's 20-16. 20 seconds left in the third. Unitigo with the ball again, going left to right. They float it up top for McCoy. Now back, Harley Bertzel, the eighth grader, for 3. Too strong. Rebound. Verspoor trying to track it down in the corner. It's out of bounds. And going back to Delhi with 8 seconds left. Boy, Sky, they could cut it to 2 or maybe 1 here. Late in the third. Should be a great finish down the stretch.
We're going to have ourselves a great game to finish. I mean, it's been great so far, but I mean, these two teams, we've talked about before the game, both coaches very familiar with each other, very good coaches, obviously. In a one-possession game like this, anything can happen.
All right, Delhi's got it in. Half court, 4 seconds left. Gioffi dishes off Baxter at the buzzer. No, and that'll do it. 3 quarters in the books. It's Unitigo 20, Delhi 16. Fourth quarter coming up on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on 2 lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter from the U tonight as the Unitigo girls lead 20-16 over Delhi. Sky, if you're in either of these huddles right now, what are you trying to say to your team? Low scoring, it's anybody's ball game still. You got to survive the next 8 minutes.
I think very much of what you'd say at halftime. Keep getting the looks we're getting, and you just hope at some point they fall. Defensively, though, don't give up anything easy. That's the big thing, right? Keep sliding. Keep working hard on the defensive end. Don't give up any easy shots like that last one that we saw Delhi get for a wide-open layup. That's not the kind of looks you want to give up if you're Unitigo. And Delhi, you want to obviously take away that post game, especially, as I talked about, with the high-low that they've been getting.
And a nice job, like you said, by Delhi late in the fourth to get a couple of good looks inside, and they were able to cash in. So here we go. 8 minutes to decide this one. Can the Bulldogs pull off the comeback here after trailing by as many as nine? Unitego leading 20-16, a low-scoring defensive battle here tonight at Unitego. Delhi girls going right to left with the ball. And they have it at the top of the key now. Big opening possession of the fourth quarter. They get it to Verspoor on the inside, and she shoots from the right elbow, and it wouldn't go. Rebound, Harley Bertzel. Ahead for Kylie Musaw. Which one of these senior leaders for both teams might step up here in this final quarter? Will it be Musaw for Unitego? Will it be somebody like Baxter or Gioffi for Delhi? Will it be Maddie Wilsey? She takes it to the inside, and it was blocked by Gioffi, and she comes away with it. Gioffi pulls it back out, goes to Vrendenberg on the left side. Little give and go back to Gioffi for Baxter. Vrendenberg, pump fakes, travel. Boy, and that felt like a good possession there for the Bulldogs, but they give it away. With 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Spartans going left to right. And the white uniforms with the green trim here tonight bring it down the floor. Delhi's in the maroon with the black and the white trim. Spartans had the ball left side. They go to Wilsey on the baseline, trying to push her way through. Kicks one over to McCoy. They roll one far side now for Bertzel. Off a leg, a steal. Both teams scrambling for it. And now Delhi will come away with it. Two-on-two, fast break. Gioffi, stutter step, steps through, loses the ball. Vrendenberg somehow comes out of the fray with it and pulls it back out. Almost a travel there by Vrendenberg, but they don't get the call. Now a steal by Musaw. Musaw for a two-on-one will dish it to McCoy. Back to Musaw, and she finishes.
That was a beautiful fast break right there. They give, and they give right back. What a great play.
22-16. Great passing by McCoy and Musaw. And now a steal by McCoy. Left side, Musaw. Can she finish? Yes. Musaw puts it up and in. And a nice little run by Unitego makes it 24-16 with 6:04 to go fourth quarter and a timeout for Delhi. We'll be right back on WCDO.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. 24-16 currently our score. Unitego girls leading Delhi. Two back-to-back buckets have pushed this lead back up to a little bit more of a comfortable range here for you Spartans fans.
Their defense has led to great offense. I mean, they've made some great passes on the fast break, but big steals for Unitego to start this fourth quarter.
24-16 our score, and Delhi needs a bucket here to try to get some of this momentum back. Vrendenberg, left side, goes to Gioffi. Looking for some options. They go to Vrendenberg on the far side. Delhi going right to left. Unitego going to the high post. Verspoor, the jumper, died on the front of the rim, and it wouldn't go down. And now Unitego is taking away that pass on offense back to the top of the key. They're almost forcing it to the high post, daring Delhi to go inside. Spartans with the ball. They go to Bertzel. Now to Musaw, reversing it for McCoy, who's been stellar here in the fourth quarter. Left side for Wilsey. Outside for Musaw. Her three is short, and a rebound for Samudrala. Samudrala lost it, and it's going to go back to Unitego. Tough break there for the Bulldogs. And McCoy will do the inbounding on the baseline here with 5:20 to go in the fourth. Finds Bertzel, steps in for a three. Bertzel, no. And a rebound for Vrendenberg on the far side. It wouldn't go down. Coach Z can't believe it. Back the other way. Vredenburg steps through, and her layup won't go down either. Gets her own rebound and pulls it back out. Down to Gioffi. She tries to go to the interior, but it hits off a leg and out of bounds. And Sky, I think the scoring has been so tough here tonight. When someone gets a wide open look, they're almost like, is this real? That's what it looked like there for Vredenburg. She got an open look, and it was like, this can't be happening.
No, I think they're expecting more presence in there, and sometimes your mind just tells you, I can't be this open.
I can't be this open. That's right. Delhi with the ball. Baxter at the top of the key. They go to Gioffi, feeding Vredenburg in the corner now. The jumper is good for Natalie Vredenburg, and she has 12. That cuts it to 24-18. Unitico leading with 4:45 to go in the fourth quarter. McCoy with the basketball. Now to Moussaw, up near the Spartans logo at midcourt as Unitico goes left to right. McCoy with a little jab step. Far side, looking for Harley Bertzel. On the baseline drive for Maddie Wilsey. Back out, McCoy. Three ball on the way. Yes! Rattled it in for Bailey McCoy. Gets it to go. Makes it 27-18. That was big with 4:15 left. Gioffi now on the right side. Bounce pass to the interior. Finds Vredenburg. Same spot. She hit the last shot, and he hits it again. She's got 14, and Todd Bruce wants a timeout. 27-20 with just over 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Both teams starting to heat up a little bit, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you here. 4 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Had a little frog in the throat there. 27-20 the score. Unitico on top by seven. And this will be Kylie Moussaw pulling it back out as Unitico goes left to right.
Delhi switched their defense to a man-to-man.
3:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. So far, Unitigo's had a couple of girls with three fouls, but they've avoided any further foul trouble. Shot clock is at five. Here's Moussaw. She gets a screen. They throw it down low, and they throw it away. And so Delhi is going to get this ball back with 3:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. 27-20 the score. And Vredenburg is going to come across midcourt. Now to Cheshire on the right side. Reversing it to Gioffi to the high post. Baxter works her way down low, and she's fouled with 3:20 left. And Baxter's going to head to the line. And these are some big-time free throws coming up for Delhi.
And that's four on Wilsey.
Boy, they have been rolling the dice for a long time with three. And Delhi finally makes him pay.
And for Delhi, this is huge because we can get some free points with the clock stopped.
Baxter at the line. No. And that is just the type of night it's been. I said it before. I'll say it again. Delhi cracks the window open a little bit, then it seems to slam shut again. Second shot, Baxter. In and out. No. Ball is tipped back out and a rebound for Unitigo. So Delhi comes up empty there. McCoy, across midcourt, 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. McCoy, right side, will feed one for Moussaw. Moussaw comes off a screen. It's going to be a push-off on Moussaw. And Vredenburg was trying to guard her, step through the screen, and they call the push-off there on Kylie Moussaw. That's the second foul on Kylie Moussaw. 3 minutes to go in the fourth. Delhi needs a bucket on this possession. That's certainly what it feels like here to try to continue to chip away. Baxter picks up her dribble in a tough spot, goes to Cheshire. Far side, Vredenburg steps in for a jumper. It's too strong. Rebound. Baxter puts it up. It will not go. That thing hit the rim twice, bounced out, an outlet pass for Unitigo, and then a foul on Delhi. Baxter has not scored here tonight, and I don't know how that thing didn't go down. I really don't.
It's been that night.
It's been that kind of night. It really has. Wow. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. Unitico leading by 7, 27-20. Wilsey across midcourt. Now to McCoy. Unitico trying to work a little clock here as Delhi stays in the man-to-man. Lizzie Kraft, right side. Kraft goes back to Hartley Burtzel. 2:25 left. 10 seconds on the shot clock. McCoy to the interior. Dishes one off, but it's stolen by Gioffi. All right, 2:15 to go. Unitico trying to hustle back on defense here and protect this 7-point lead. Here's Brendan Burke. As Delhi goes right to left, they go to Sam Yadrala on the interior. Back over to Cheshire for a three, no. Rebound for Sam Yadrala. And now back out to Vredenburg for a long two. Her shot also won't go down. And a rebound for Burtzel. Harley Burtzel shot out of a cannon. Back down the left side of the floor with a 1:50 to go in the fourth. Reversing for McCoy. McCoy now to Kylie Moussaw. Coach Bruce barking out some instructions here to the Bulldogs as they try to hang tough here. Trailing by 7. Moussaw comes off a screen, takes it to the interior. Can't score. Rebound underneath, and a jump ball is the call. Going to stay with Unitico with 90 seconds left. No matter how this turns out, stay tuned for our postgame show where we'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. Unitico looks to get it in, and they do to Moussaw. Moussaw pulls one back out, closely guarded by Vredenburg. Trying to spell out to get a foul or get a steal here. McCoy dribbles around, goes to Kraft, into the corner. Moussaw dials up a three. It's short, and somehow Wilsey gets the rebound. Her shot won't go. Kraft says, I'll try. No, that won't go down. And Wilsey with the rebound, and she's fouled. Boy, a battle on the interior, and neither team can get a bucket to go down. I don't know if I've seen a game like this before on the radio, Sky. It just, shots are not falling tonight.
I mean, I've watched Kylie Moussaw play a couple of times, and
she's
a great basketball player. She's gotten a lot of open looks tonight, and it's just, they're not going, you know, just like the one she just took there in the corner.
Vredenburg fouls Moussaw. What stuns me is, okay, you can't hit from the outside, but we've seen so many rebounds and putbacks that look good, and then they just roll out. It's been incredible. McCoy will throw it in to Moussaw. Moussaw will pull it back out. Minute to go here in the fourth quarter. And Burtzel at midcourt lost it, out of bounds and back to Delhi. So now the Bulldogs are in desperate need of a bucket here on this possession, and Todd Bruce would like a timeout to try to set something up. With 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, Unitico girls leading 27-20 over Delhi. We'll take one last break here on CDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
All right, 55 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Unitico girls leading 27-20 here over visiting Delhi. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you on WCDO. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And make sure you stay tuned for the postgame show. We are going to give out our three awards, again, for offense, defense, and all-purpose players. And we have a busy week ahead. We have another big MAC girls battle on Thursday between the top two teams in Division II. Undefeated Green is going to head down Route 12 to take on Oxford. That'll be 7 o'clock on Thursday. We'll be back here on Friday for a MAC boys game as Deposit Hancock makes the trip to take on Unitico Franklin. So we'll have two more games after tonight on the radio for you here on WCDO, your local sports leader. So Delhi will get it in. They'll pull one back out here for Gioffi. And they go to Baxter. Now to Cheshire. Dials up a three and hits it. Kylie Cheshire from downtown. That's a big-time bucket there with 42 seconds left. Okay, they're going to put a little time back on the clock here, saying that a couple of extra seconds ticked off. So they bump it back up from 42 to 44. And Sky, it's a four-point game, 27-23. Unitico girls on top.
And just when we're saying they couldn't find any offense, a big three right there for Delhi.
Huge. Full court press coming now from the Bulldogs, and Unitico just threw it away. They threw away the inbounds pass, and Delhi is going to get it back with 43.1 to go.
Did anyone touch? I guess they did touch it, but I think they're going to talk about that right now, the officials.
Yeah, officials going to talk. I saw the one official say that he saw the tap.
Yep, there it is, no touch.
No touch, okay. So they're going to put it back to 44.1. And so the
wide open.
Bulldogs will try to get it into Cheshire. Boy, she was open for the three, but Moussa comes over to save the day.
I was talking about double zero on the block. They left her wide open.
So Baxter was on that far block. I missed her. Okay.
Wow.
Now this is a tough spot. Delhi has to inbound in the far corner on the sideline. They do get it into Cheshire. 42 seconds left. They go to Vredenburg. Just need a two here. You don't have to panic for the three yet. Cheshire says, I'll take the three, and hits it. Cheshire from downtown. It's a one-point game, 27-26 timeout here by Unitico with 33 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. Sky, what a turn of events. Down seven, now they're down one.
The lid's been on the basket the whole night until about the last two possessions for Delhi. Oh, my goodness, Nate.
Wow, did not see that coming.
Here I am talking about the wide-open layup that they missed, and there goes, now we'll take another three.
And, you know, you didn't need the three. Of course, you'd love the three in that scenario, but you didn't need it. They take it. They bury it. And now the full-court pressure is going to come again. So what does Unitico dial up here?
And the other thing is what is Delhi Coach Bruce doing right now? Because the shot clock is 30 seconds, 33.6. Unitico's got the ball all the way on their end of the floor. Do you foul early and try to put them on the line? They're not on the line after this foul. Do you try to do that and see if you can get your offense finally flowing, not waste too much time, or do you try and trap and get a steal because it's only a one-possession game and get a quick layup to take the lead back? What do you do here defensively is going to be crucial.
Great point. This is where the chess match really comes into play between two really, really good coaches. So we'll see what they decide to do. Full court pressure we're expecting as Delhi breaks their huddle. Unitico's already out there. Again, our score 27-26. Unitico girls on top by a point and a defensive slugfest here tonight. Unitico gets it in. Delhi looking for the trap here. Moussaw will get it back to Wilsie. 25 seconds left. They got to get it over. They do. They go to Bertzel. Now back to Moussaw. Near midcourt, and they're going to try to foul. Oh, we got a jump ball.
That's Delhi's ball.
And it's going to go to Delhi. Natalie Vredenburg got her hand in there. Coach Bruce was saying to foul. Vredenburg came around from behind and got that jump ball. What a play.
Unitico was trying to do a dribble handoff out by half court. They gave too much space in between the players, and that allowed Delhi to grab the basketball.
Timeout here by Unitico. 17 seconds left. We're going to pause and take a break for 30 seconds. You don't want to miss this thriller when we come back on CDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
17 seconds left. Let's set the scene for you here. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson, live tonight at Unitico. Unitico girls lead Delhi 27-26. And with under a minute to go, this was a seven-point game. Unitico was leading 27-20. Delhi has hit back-to-back threes. Then they got a jump ball to get possession back. And so now can they execute on offense on a night that has been so tough for both teams offensively?
And, you know, I'd be curious to see what Unitico does here defensively. Delhi, you don't have to get a three, obviously, now. You just need a basket. But Unitico, I mean, I hate saying it because you don't ever want to hurt anyone, but no free layups or anything like that. You'd rather them earn it at the free throw line.
All right, Delhi gets the ball in, going right to left. 10 seconds left now. Baxter passing down low. They lost it out of bounds. They tried to go to Gioffi. Going to stay with Delhi with 5.9 left. Gioffi's going to be doing the inbounding duties. And Coach Z wants a timeout. We'll keep it right here.
Now, I'd be curious here to Coach Z, if he, with 5.9 seconds left, they only have two team fouls. If they foul right away after a little bit of the time runs off, so there's even less time for Delhi to get a shot off. Because you have two fouls before you even send them to line. With 5.9 seconds, if you let a half second or even a second go off each time, less time to get a good look.
My only fear with that is somebody does, you know, they try to shoot real quick and the official says, oh, active shooting, right? You know, and then you send somebody to the line.
And it's a tough spot to be.
Tough spot.
But as I said, you know, another thing is if you get a wide open shot, you have to foul. You can't give just a wide open easy layup. You have to make them earn it. You don't want to hurt anyone, of course.
Right.
But you can't give the wide open shot either.
Wow, 5.9 seconds left. Again, Unitico girls leading 27-26. Out of the timeout, Delhi will have the ball underneath their own basket. They're going to get a crack at it here for sure. You wonder if there could be some sort of play, as we saw just a few minutes ago, where they had somebody wide open under the basket. They didn't get it to them on that time. But could that play work again?
You never know. And the thing is this is – what more could you ask for? This is great. You got two great coaches in a one-point game with 5.9 seconds left, and you're going X's and O's against each other right now. Coach Z trying to draw up a defense. Coach Bruce with an offense. This is great.
This is great. Gioffi will do the inbounding on the baseline. Looking to get it in. They find Baxter underneath, through her hands to Vredenburg. The jumper at the buzzer. No. Samudrala, no. It's not going to go. And Unitico wins. 27-26. They had one really good look at it there with Vredenburg, and it would not go down. What a finish. Unitico wins by a point. And it looked like Samudrala was going to have a chance there at the buzzer, and she just couldn't quite get it off in time. But a whale of a game finishes 27-26. Vredenburg with the look at the buzzer, which would have been a shocker here for Delhi. But they couldn't get it to go down. Sky, wow, what a finish.
They did run that same play. They got the look on the backside block for the layup. Unitico just either got a hand on it or the pass was just too low. They still got the shot up. Then the putback, oh, man, what a finish.
It went through Baxter's hands, and it bounced right to Vredenburg, which was actually a great shot. I mean,
yep.
She probably had an 8-footer from the left side, and it hit the rim twice, bounced off. Samudrala got the rebound with about 1 second left, and she just couldn't quite push it up. It kind of went up in the air and spun and really didn't have a chance to go in. But, you know, if you're Delhi, you got the look you wanted, and it just wouldn't go.
They absolutely got the look they wanted. I mean, wow. I'm kind of speechless because, I mean, you know, when you, as I said before the game, you texted me about this game. You hope it was going to be a great one. You think it's going to be, but that really lived up to it. Offensively, low scoring, but it comes down to that final possession like that where both coaches drawing up the X's and O's. It was an honor to be here, really.
Wow, great game. We'll take a break. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll give out our awards, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
your local sports leader. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here on WCDO to Unitigo. Our final score, 27-26, as the Unitigo Spartans defeat the Delhi Bulldogs in a MAC divisional contest here tonight. Low scoring, a great game. Delhi misses a shot at the buzzer, but boy, you couldn't ask for much more here tonight. Final scoring summary, first for Unitigo, 8 points for Kylie Musaw, 7 for Maddie Wilsey, 5 for Bailey McCoy, 4 for Lizzie Kraft, 3 for Harley Bertzel. On the other side for Delhi, 14, that's a game high for Natalie Vrendenberg, 6 for Kylie Cheshire, 4 for Vidya Samyadrala, and 2 for Alyssa Gioffi. Let's get into our three awards now. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. It's brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports here on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'll go with Natalie Vrendenberg tonight from Delhi, a game-high 14. You feel for her because she missed that shot at the buzzer, but she hit some big shots down the stretch to keep Delhi in this game. So we'll give Natalie our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Mirabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Mirabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO, and they wish our local teams success this season. Boy, this is a tough one here tonight for Unitigo. A lot of different ways you could go. I think I'm going to go with Bailey McCoy. 5 points. She got a couple of key steals near midcourt, which ballooned the lead up to 9. Bailey played so hard, I'd like to give Bailey McCoy tonight our Mirabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, tonight is the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. A lot of different ways I could go with this here tonight, but I'm going to go with Maddie Wilsey. 7 points tonight for Unitigo. Just did a little bit of everything and played for a long time with those three fouls and just continued to find ways to get things done and to help Unitigo get this win here tonight, a hard-fought win by the Unitigo Spartans. So that's our three awards. Sky Thompson, I'd like to thank him for being here tonight. He got wrapped up in a side conversation here, so I didn't get to have him for the post-game show, but that's okay. You know, he's a man of the people. It's all right. So a big thank you as well to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studio, as well as Craig Stevens, as always, for helping out with getting everything set for tonight's game. Join us on Thursday, another huge MAC girls game, and then we'll have a MAC boys game on Friday. Check the schedule out at WCDOsports.com. Again, we'll be back on the air on Thursday. Green girls at Oxford, and Green is undefeated, so that's a big game in Division II in the MAC. So, all right, stay safe, everybody out there. If we get some more snow tomorrow like is expected, please be safe, and we'll see you on Thursday night on WCDO Sports.
From yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.